Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Yeah, a little drum boogie, nice. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. And what a day we had today. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, like I said, Sirius XM Channel 93. Today was the LGBT Pride Parade here in San Francisco, and I'm sorry, I've been to a lot of St. Patrick's Day parades. I've been in one of the biggest in the world in Savannah, Georgia. This parade here makes the St. Patrick's Day parade look like a funeral march. Once again, I was reacquainted with my yearly nickname at the Gay Pride Parade. Hi, sweetie. I get called that enough times, I figure that's my nickname. So you know what we're going to do here? We're going to take it really easy on our Sunday evening here. And I'm kind of going to make it a little bit of an estrogen contingency moment. Yeah, I'll give you your scores later for you degenerate gamblers. Oh, by the way, where the hell is that shit? I wrote that. Check this out. They already have the, we're in late June here. They already have the opening numbers for the opening week of college football. Point spreads. Michigan, by the way, has the highest point spread to cover. They're at home. They'll be taking on Hawaii in their opener. They're a minus 41, 41-point favorite. Now, remember what happened when App State visited them a few years back. Second on that list, Louisville. They're a 37-point favorite over Charlotte. But check this out, boys and girls. My Temple Owls, and I don't think I've ever seen this before, are 18.5-point favorites. Who do you think they're playing? Like a high school team or something, right? No, Army. Yes, my Temple Owls. Thank you very much. Prides of North Philadelphia. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here. 202-456-1414. That is the number of the White House. When we come back, like I said, we're going to make it like an estrogen contingency Sunday. Later this hour, we're going to talk with adult film star and HBO star, Katie Morgan. But coming up next, kids, we are going to be chit-chatting with the crockpot mama herself, the great Lisa Kosich. Yeah, she's coming on a Sunday night. Ain't that sweet? Also, a special guest, Wilder ATN will be joining us again. He so much enjoyed being on the show. He wanted to come on again. I think he actually owes somebody money or something. Any event, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Yeah, you know, every time I hear that, I just think of what it was like growing up in my house. You know, of course, my mom and four sisters, if I had ever said anything resembling that. I don't think I would be sitting in this chair right now talking to you. I know I wouldn't be. Nina Simone.
All around the neighborhood.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I hear this. I get a little squirmy in my seat. A third degree case of the screaming thigh sweats. The toes curl. Oh, this is so hot.
That's the reason that he's gone.
Yeah.
And left you black and blue.
Hey. And, of course, every time you hear the Big Mama Blues with Nina Simone on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. That can only mean one thing. Boys and girls of all ages, it is time to check in with Le Grand Fromage Dame of the Crock-Pot Mamas. That means the big cheese chick, for those of you who don't speak fluent French. I don't speak fluent French either, but I know what Le Grand Fromage Dame means. I'm just trying to time this out because I really groove on this.
Hey, Lordy, Lordy, Mama, what you gonna do?
Oh, smoke them if you got them. Oh, the great Lisa Kosich joins us here on Sports Overnight America. Hey, sweet cheeks, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jerry Burke. How are you doing this Sunday evening?
Right now, I got news. Yeah, I may have to go change after I smoke this cigarette. God, that's hot. Love
oh
Nina
my
Simone.
Goodness! So you love Nina Simone, don't you?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, what's
and getting your crock on?
And you know what? There's something really, really sexy about the way you just said that right now. That really, really is.
But as in crock pot cooking, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Also joining, also joining us on the hotline, as we call it here in radio world. He's been on with us before. He is back in my old stomping grounds of basketball. He's actually on the red line up at Kendall Square and right near MIT and Joey Mac's Irish Mob Bar. The great Winder ATN. That's like ATN with an N joint. I remembered you were at Kendall Square on the red line there.
Yeah, you're right.
See that? Kendall Square.
Hi.
Kendall Square. And Lisa calls
you. Miss Lisa.
Oh, Miss Lisa? She's Miss Lisa to you?
So polite. So polite. Hi. I hope you're having a great Sunday.
Do I have to start calling you Miss Sweet Cheeks? Is that it? I'm sorry, guys.
It's wonderful.
I had, of course, I have Lisa on all the time, but I had Winder on earlier, well, actually, technically, I guess it would be last week, and it was kind of a short segment. It was a busy day. I was supposed to talk about sports or something. I don't remember what the hell it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided, you know, we're going to have him back on. We're going to let him pimp and whore himself out even more so than we did last time. You're laughing. What do you think? What do you think? This airtime comes for free. They got to. They have to afford my salary somehow. You know that. You can't always be paying me Monopoly money. Wait, hold on a second.
We got good talent on. I mean, we got a good story there.
Priorities, kid. I can't find my goddamn olives. They're there.
Yeah.
Now we can do a show. I have Clink. Everyone, cheers, everyone. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. We're going to get to Lisa here in a little bit. And, of course, for those of you who've been listening to the show on a regular basis, first off, I'm really sorry. Secondly, you know, Lisa, of course, she's going to have her nightly or weekly recipe for us. We're going to do something a little more summer. Got the 4th of July weekend coming up. But we want to get back to Winter because, like I said, this is a guy, he's trying to get his foot in the door. He's a very talented young man, nowhere near as good-looking as I am. Then again, who is? But no. Then again, who is? Well, listen, if I were humble, I would be perfect, okay?
Yeah.
But he's out there, and he's trying to make a name for himself in this world. And, you know, there are some people who say, well, just being a good person is enough of making a name for yourself. But there are those of us who feel this ungodly need to be known. Or known for what you do. I'm one of them in person. I'm actually very quiet. I'm self-deprecating. There's something that says I have to have a microphone in front of me so all you people can know how inferior you are to me. That makes perfect sense to you, doesn't it, Lisa?
Oh, yes, it does.
I didn't mean that, but it sounded really good when I said it. So what we did is Winder, he's not one of those types. He just likes to entertain people. So we're going to give him an opportunity once again to explain who he is, what he does, and what the hell he's doing up by Kendall Square. Because I got news for you. I don't think his SATs were that high. Were they?
No.
Kendall Square, by the way, no joke, is the stop you would get off on the red line going from Boston into Cambridge if you were going to stop off at MIT. Now, I wasn't even allowed on the campus. I mean, that's a bad, you know, that's what my SAT scores looked like. If I wanted to get my drugs, I had to go over to Harvard.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, you know what? Sometimes I feel like genius is a different thing. It's not just all about test scores and everything. I think there's different kinds of geniuses and creators out there. And,
Of course, there are. I mean, there are people, for example.
I think they're in the artists.
Well, it depends on who you look at. There are people who are genius at what they do, but I'm talking about in the clinical sense of your IQ is such and such a point that makes you a genius. There are people, Jimi Hendrix, musical genius. Was Jimi Hendrix... was there addition at the level of genius? I don't know. Who's to say? We can't dig him up and scrape his brain out because it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, my point is this. I have no point. I was just discussing the fact that I knew where the red line in Kendall Square was. There's a great ATM there. There's an ATM attached to a building right by the T. They call the subway the T in Boston. It's short for the MBTA.
Yeah.
And there
we
was
call it the T here, too.
Pittsburgh? You have a subway in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, we do. We call it the T.
Okay, the one in Boston's been around a little longer, just saying. I remember there's an ATM, and it's right by, God, I can't remember the name of the, I want to say it's on McNee Street. But anyway, I was walking by this ATM one night, about maybe 1 o'clock. I was heading to the Plow and Stars on Mass Ave, so it was like 10 o'clock at night. I'm walking by there. I was coming from this bar called Joey Max. And I walk by, and there's $200 laying on the ground right in front of the ATM machine, and not another soul in sight. Do you think I returned it? No. Yeah, of course I didn't, but I'm just giving you an idea.
Oy, oy, oy.
Oh, I had a great time that night at the Plow and Stars. And then I had to stumble my ass across the Mass Ave Bridge to get home, but that's another story altogether.
Well, speaking of amazing stories, like, I would love to hear about, like, when did you start all this singing, your singing career?
Yeah, was this a shower thing, or did someone tell you I had a nice voice, or did you, I don't know.
Something similar to what you just said, but, you know, actually, I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be a journalist. But my friend, who Lisa spoke to music, we grew up on the same street, and he was like, "Yo, you got a good voice for rap." And I was like, at that time, I just was playing basketball and football and stuff. And so he kind of like influenced me to start doing music. And another one of our friends actually helped me write my first rhyme.
Really?
And then it just went there from there.
Did you pay him royalty credits or anything like that?
And with lots of love.
Yeah.
Trust me. When I get on, I'm gonna buy his kids and his kids' mother's house.
Wait a minute. Hold on. wait a minute, and that's all well and good, and you sound like a really nice person for doing that, and good for you, blah, blah, blah. I'm the one who's putting you on a national radio program. What do I get out of this?
Don't worry, you'll get the Maserati too.
I don't want a Maserati. All I want is a new skateboard, and some money on the side so I can go buy a better quality of drugs. I mean,
you know what I really like? I really like the fact that I've been hearing so many stories about people getting to the next level and meeting so many celebrities, and I've always heard that it's like it takes a friend or a loved one to
No.
You have your own passion. You in the back of your mind, you know that you're gonna. If you got it, you got it. But to have someone else encourage you, it's amazing.
I was discouraged by everyone I ever knew.
You were. There had to have been someone that took a chance on you because you landed this show.
No. I got my first major market job at age 25 on my own. I had everybody and their mother telling me since I was a kid, I'm never going to be good enough or good at anything to where I'm going to be able to aspire to do all the
places. Well, that comes with it. But there had to have been someone.
Two. Right? Jim Battelise, who's still alive. He's with WTOP in Washington now. And George Taylor Moore is the former syndicated radio host. Those are the only two. Are you kidding? My guidance counselor still thinks I'm going to grow up to be a bum.
Well, at least you have that one. That's what I'm saying. There's always that one. Because same with me. Everyone was like, Lisa, you're a therapist. You have a master's degree.
I had guidance counselor. My guidance counselor told me, I swear to God, Mr. Kavanaugh, I can still tell you, he told me in high school, and this is why I despise those people in Scranton, especially at Scranton Central High School. Here's what I was told, right? We have people here that are going to do the things that you aspire to. Grow up, Jerry. I swear to God, that's what I was told.
And you know what? I bet that fed your fire.
I threw him and the whole place the finger right on the spot. See, that's the thing. You have to have a little bit of anger in you, Wilder.
Yeah, anger?
Yeah, you have to say screw you. I mean, no anger. Be pissed off enough at other people's, you know, other people who think they're going to be better than you. I mean, I'm okay. Maybe not.
Their bad thoughts.
I'm a nice, easygoing guy, but I am fiercely competitive. I mean, I get pissed off if the score is tied during the national anthem. And they have to have that, and it's not necessarily an admirable trait to have, but you have to have that sense of competitiveness about you, or it's not going to work out, man.
You want to know something? I hear a lot of people tell me that, but, you know the main issue for me is why I'm not like that, because my mother kind of, like, taught me this temperament that regardless of whatever's going to happen, is going to work, so you don't have to compete with nobody.
Oh boy! All right.
I always say that too. Like,
I don't want to step on. I don't want to step on your mom's toes here, Will.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's a sweetheart of a lady, but she's wrong. I'm sorry, but she is.
Maybe in your eyes, because I always feel for me like I am my biggest competition. I want to be better than I was the year before. I challenge myself.
I don't know about you, but
the world's about competing.
I get off on the word. You tell me no, oh, my God. Oh, God help you if you ever say the word no to me. And I'm sorry, I feed off it.
I said no.
I don't smoke it no more.
Yes.
Any event, I have Wilder ATN joining me. Also, the Crockpot Mama herself, Lisa Kosich, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. We have Katie Morgan from HBO's Pornucopia coming up here in about 16 and a half minutes or so. So let me ask you something, Wilder. Where do you want to go from now? I mean, right now you're in Cambridge. Evidently, you're making a decent enough dollar because Cambridge is fairly expensive. Where do you want to go from here?
To be honest with you, I think I got a feeling it's either I might go to Miami or New York, one of those places.
May I suggest Miami? It's cheaper.
Yeah, definitely. Plus, you know, my mother's in Florida, so
I was thinking
I might head to Miami to try to pursue the music a little bit more.
There you go. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, honest to God, I wish I could explain it to you. I can't speak for Lisa here, but whenever someone told me the word no, I have this like, oh yeah, really? F you. I mean, that was me. You know, that's the way I am.
I was the same way too. Not F you, but maybe more of
I physically said it to them. I physically right to their faces.
But you know what I learned over the years, though, is I used to feel that way, too, when people would doubt me. But now I'm more like, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm going to do it anyways. And
as I tell everyone on Facebook, look who's laughing. And it's me. But, you know, the funny part is, and Wilder, you and I will physically meet someday. I'm like, and Lisa knows people who have met me physically. And I am. How do they describe me again, Lisa? It was just like this late, basically a Quaalude in sneakers in real life. Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? But you stick a microphone in front of me, woo, or talk about my job, woo, it's not pretty. It really isn't. Lisa, yeah. We got give me real quick and speak slowly because we're dealing with an overnight audience here. Give some people some pertinent information how they can get a hold of you, find out about some of your work, hear some of your work, or if they want to send you messages to say never go on Burke's show ever again. How can they do that, sir?
Yeah, it's very easy. If you want to hear some of the music, we have a SoundCloud place. It's MUZIQLINE production on SoundCloud. And that's where you can hear all my music. If you want to get in contact with me, you can reach me on Twitter at Brown_Dollars, Facebook, Brown Dollars, Tumblr, Brown Dollars, Pinterest, Brown Dollars, Instagram, Brown Dollars. It's real simple.
Wow. And that's Brown Dollars. There's no R at the end.
There's no R. It's no doubt. D-O-L-L-A-S. There you go. All right. Hey, listen, I tell you what, that's great. Listen, I want you to stay on the line for me real quick, Wilder. And listen, Lisa, we got, what else we got here? Let's do a little bit of math. We got about 3 minutes or so. We got to get some food from you. This is how we earn our money here with Lisa. And these are the coattails I'm riding. By the way, I've seen pictures. She's got some seriously hot coattails, and I want to ride them all the way to fame and fortune. What do you got coming up for us? From the Crockpot Mama, Lisa Kosich here on Sports Overnight America. That is your chance to shine and go.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for that grand introduction.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
You know what? For the summer, I love to do ribs for the summer. It's so easy to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're just going to get your rack of ribs, and you're going
to
get...
Oh, no, kidding me. That's what Jimmy Igoe used to call women, long-legged rack of ribs.
You know what? Okay, so paleo is really big. You know what? That's like eating like a cavewoman or a caveman. It's like going back to fruits and vegetables and organic things. So I'm going to give you tonight a crock and paleo pork spare ribs.
Bitchin'.
So what you're going to do is you're going to get 3 to 4 pounds of your pork ribs, two to four cups of white vinegar, 1 to 2 cups of pure water, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, 2 tablespoons of rice wine vinegar. Or if you don't have that, get some raw apple cider vinegar, 3 tablespoons of wheat-free tamara, and sea salt to taste, some ground black pepper, garlic powder, Chinese 5-spice powder, it's called, to taste. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have any of that stuff, all you need is just salt and pepper.
You don't have any of that, use ketchup.
You know what? Basically, if you don't have any of that and you just have barbecue sauce and some garlic powder and some salt and pepper, put that on your ribs, put them in the crock pot, smother that meat with that amazing barbecue sauce, cook it on low for 6 to 8 hours, and boom, you have these amazing ribs that just fall right apart, and you can make a you can make a nice sandwich with that. Or you can just eat it as you want.
Hey, you know what? That was Lisa. You're absolutely fantastic. I love you to death. You know that, right?
Oh, thank you so much, Jerry Burke. I enjoy it.
To stay on Skype for me here, because when I come back to do an update, I want you to help me out with it, okay? So I want you to sit tight for a second, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, once again, Lisa, why don't you tell everybody real quick all the pertinent information as to how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, well, you guys can find me on Facebook at Crockpot Moms. Just go to Facebook.com/crockpotmoms. Just go to Google if you want. You can even put Crockpot Moms on there. Or you can find me, Lisa Kosich, and you can email me anytime your yummy recipes at crockinmoms@gmail.com, or find us on Twitter at crockinmoms. And we want to know what you're crocking at home. And if you need any help, these overnight listeners on some amazing summer recipes, just give us a holler and we'll help you out as much as we can.
Yo, Brown Dollar.
Yeah.
You take care. You take care of yourself, my friend. I hope
all
to
right,
talk to
thanks
you soon.
A lot, man.
All right.
Thank you so much. You are going to do wonderful. I completely believe in you, and I can't wait to see what is next.
I know. Despite being on this show, thanks, my friend. We'll talk to you later. Hey, Kosich, you stick around, okay, Lisa?
Okay.
Okay.
Will.
We will. We come back. We're going to do an update. Our thanks once again to Wilder Etienne, the Brown Dollar, BROWNDALL. A, no, R. Make sure you check him out. Check out his music as well. Coming up by the bottom of the hour, we'll do a quick update when we come back. Kosich is going to help out. See how she does with her sports talk here. We're talking. And then we're going to be talking with Katie Morgan from HBO's Pornucopia in just a little bit. This is Sports Overnight America.
Where do you go?
Rip.
Bill to replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
He's indifferent to ratings, competition, corporate concerns, and generally speaking, consequences.
Good, because you just described my job. I'm Don Quixote. You can be Sancho. She'll be Dulcinea, and everyone out there is the horse.
Real quick, Kosich from the Lisa Kosich from the Crockpot Mamas. What was Don Quixote's horse's name?
I don't know. Rosinante. Rosinante?
Rosinante. R-O-C-A-N. Rosinante. E-N-T. Yeah, anyway.
Can you speak different languages?
I speak German. Not as well as I used to. And I also know American Sign Language. Taught myself.
Oh. You know, bonjour, comment allez-vous?
You know, that's the thing about the French. First off, I think they think the most common common phrase in the French language is "we surrender." But a Frenchman could tell you, a German could tell you the most beautiful thing in the world, like "Ich liebe dich sehr, mein Fräulein." I mean, it sounds like they're getting ready to shoot you. A Frenchman could tell you that you are the most disgusting piece of garbage ever to walk the face of the planet, and it sounds hot.
Right.
But I also know sign language. I taught myself American Sign Language because I never knew when I'd run into a good-looking deaf chick, and that was like a running joke that I had. And then when I was living in Washington, D.C., I actually ran into a woman who was getting her master's or PhD from Gallaudet, which is a hearing impaired university in Washington. It's world famous.
That's amazing.
And I ran into her in a bar, and I started signing to her, and it worked out really great. She was like, and she actually, I mean, I helped her. I mean, for once, a hot-looking deaf woman, and I got to sign to the guy who was sitting next to me. She wanted to meet him. But you know what? It still worked out.
Well, that was good. That was some karma there saying, hey.
Yeah, karma this. By the way, I real quick, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. This song in the background, it's called The Great Gig in the Sky. It's Claire Torrey, who's paid all of £35 to perform this on Dark Side of the Moon. I grew up with a kid named Jimmy Igo, the one I referred to earlier. He used to refer to women as long-legged rack of ribs and refer to a woman's chest as the landing zone and get away with it. He was charming like that. He always said if he can ever get a woman to scream like this, he can die a happy man. Well, I'm here to report Jimmy Igo is still alive and he's miserable. Some days brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, isn't it, Lisa?
Yay.
Yay. The number one training device being used in the bigs right now. Nice cover. Youth leagues, D1 college, they even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code baseball. You get a great deal. The Pro Hammer Bat. Major League Baseball, are you interested to know how your Pirates did?
Yes, please tell me, Jerry.
4-3, they take care of the Dodgers at the Triangle in Pittsburgh. Colorado puts up 2 in the bottom of the ninth, 9-7 over Arizona. Giants was 1 in the bottom of the ninth, 8-7 over Philadelphia. Elsewhere, it was the former Montreal Expos over the former Seattle Pilots. Looked that one up later, 3-2. Atlanta wins the game, 5-2 over the Mets. Cincy shuts out San Diego, 3-0. And it was Miami over Chicago, 6-1. You know, Chicago's lost 4 of their last 10. So has everybody else in division, so nobody's gained any games. Interleague play, it was St. Louis, 11-6 over Seattle. Quickly, here we go, American League. Minnesota 7-1 over the New York Yankees. Elsewhere, it was Cleveland with 9-3 win over the Ticket Editoire. Baltimore 12-5 over Tampa. Elsewhere, it was the Pale Hose 5-2 over Houston, Toronto. Kansas City 6-1 over Houston. Texas 6-2 over Boston. The Angels put up 2 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th. They beat Oakland 7-6. Whew. How was that, Lise?
That was awesome, and you go really fast. And you tell me to slow down.
Well, I had to do it because I have to go to a break. It's a hard break here in like 20 seconds. And in doing so, I need to tell you this update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the league. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code baseball. You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Man, I'm glad I take meth or I'd never be able to do that. Lisa Kozich, Crockpot Mama, thank you, my sweetheart.
Thank you, thank you. Bye, everyone. Thanks, Jerry.
Too bad. This is Sports Overnight America. Katie Morgan next.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy.
Oh, of course.
Clearly, the sex would be fabulous.
Hell yeah!
You're strong, you've got a perfect back.
You betcha.
I just feel my arms and legs wrapped around you.
Excuse me.
We'd be all over the room and go on for hours and hours.
Oh, well, I'm Irish. That would... Ooh, Beatles.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it in the road?
By the way, Cabby, if you don't dig the White Album, you're not a friend of mine.
It's the only one I like.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, SiriusXM Channel 93. You can either roll your R's or you cannot. And you know what? There are a lot of women on this planet that are very happy that some of us can roll our R's. None of them have ever met me. Yesterday, yours truly, as I am wont to do once a month, I appear on SiriusXM's channel 791. It's a premium channel for you cheap bastards out there. It is Vivid Radio. Now, a couple of months ago, I was on with Monique Alexander, sweetheart of a girl. Of course, last month I was on with Andy Cruz from our neck of the woods here in San Francisco. And yesterday I was on with a woman who I have a great deal of respect for, not just for her work in the adult industry, but for the work that she does outside of that, being on with Stern, of course, being on HBO. She is one of the funniest human beings I have ever met in my life, and she's one of the coolest people I've ever met in my life, and she was nice enough to have me on her show. And boys and girls of all ages, it's time to have her on my show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, Katie Morgan joins us here on Sports Overnight America. Hey, sweet cheeks, how are ya?
Hello, how are you?
You know what? Rock hard, razor sharp, only way to describe me right now, sweetheart. This is the highlight of my night. I have to deal with a guy over here who's built like John Goodman and nowhere near as good looking. So you are the cock of the walk, as they say. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I'll take it. Thank you very much.
Katie Morgan joins us here at Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. First off, before anything, thank you so much for having me on your show yesterday. That was a lot of fun. You don't know a goddamn thing about baseball, do you?
Not a damn thing, no. That's why I brought Charlotte to help me. She's my baseball expert.
Yeah, now, what's Charlotte's last name again? You had her on. I went brain dead on that
Charlotte Cross.
Right, and she's going to be up here in San Francisco. Like I said, she does some work with kink.com, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
A lot, yeah. She's up there all the time.
Well, I live right down the street. I was telling her, I live right down the street from kink. Cabby lives around the corner from kink.com.
Like a block.
But I'm much better looking than he is, and I was going to take her out for a burrito. So you have my cell number. I texted you earlier, so make sure you give it to her for me. Would you please?
Wait, is that a euphemism, the burrito?
No, it's not. Sweetheart, I'm Irish. I'm sorry.
Okay,
there's nothing I can do. Hey, yeah. There's no need to apologize. Katie Morgan, hey, listen, I have a lot of questions I've always wanted to ask you.
Sure.
I do know a couple of... First off, you grew up in Los Angeles or that area, correct?
I did. I'm, like, from the Valley.
You're from Valley girl. But here's the thing. Being a Valley girl, you're not your typical Valley. You grew up in a fairly theological, religious house, and you were homeschooled, were you not?
Yes, very conservative.
Okay, now, and I grew up in Massachusetts, you know, basically with a bunch of, you know, not my parents, but I grew up in the Berkshires with the hippie movement in the 60s and everything. I was a little kid, but it led me to where I am today. I have another question. I'm trying to think what order to put them in. I should have written this down. Growing up in that atmosphere, obviously, if you grew up in a very conservative religious household, sex isn't spoken of very much, and when it is spoken of, it's spoken of in a way where it is almost illegal. Is that basically how you grew up?
I wouldn't go quite that far. We just really didn't talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, except for, like, of course it's supposed to be in marriage. That was really, it was less of that.
Right, after you got the rock on your finger. I understand that. So, I mean, you're growing up, you're in California, you're homeschooled, you're growing up in a conservative household. How old were you when you saw your first adult film? Well, not performed, but saw.
Probably 18, 19 before I saw video. I would say I saw magazines around 18.
Really? See, because there are women who get into the industry like 3 weeks after their 18th birthday, which means they've probably seen a couple of them before they turned 14. So what was it that got, And they said, look, there are people, I know people still, they think, you know, it's like a last-ditch effort to make a buck. And maybe back in the day it was, but now it's a legitimate career choice. There are seminars on how to get into the adult film industry. What was the turn? What point did you look at? I mean, for example, I've had Sika on with me, and she's a great lady, and she's one of the pioneers of this industry. And then, you know, you go back, there are people like her and Tracy Adams, who's from my neck of the woods in the Baltimore area. I know her kind of well. But there are people you look at, and you say, these are the people who led me to where I am today. And with Sika, she looked at adult films, and she goes, I can do better than that, and I can make more money than that. And what was it that got? What was it that attracted you? What was the first little flicker of light that said, you know what, this might be something I might be interested in? What happened?
It's funny that you say flicker of light, because it was really like that. It was like a light bulb going off. I was out on bail, and I was, you know, watching a lot of porn because I was bored. And then it occurred to me that was their job, and they were getting paid, and that was a hell of a lot better than my job.
And what was your job? And what was your job?
I managed a pet store.
Nice. So, wait a minute. Not only are you soft of spirit, but you're soft of soul. My God, it's a shame. You're married, and that's a shame, because you, to me, would be like the perfect woman. I am an animal junkie. I love them, and I also like adult films. So
there you go. We have both of those things in common.
There you go. Okay, so... Obviously, I mean, growing up in the Valley, I don't care if you live in a cave in the Valley, you do know where the films are being done, and you know how to get a hold of an agent. That's pretty common. It's like in San Francisco. You know where the gay bars are, whether you're gay or not. You know where they're at.
I mean, I didn't actually know how to go about it, but my attorney, because I was out on bail, had defended another porn star, and I stole her phone number from his Rolodex. He was kind of old.
Okay, if you don't mind my asking, and you do not have to answer this question, what were you out on bail for?
Oh yeah, I had 100 pounds of weed in Mexico. Oops.
What?
Yeah, bad choice. I'm a federal felon.
In the car? What year was that? Just a
No. Just let it go.
No, you used to drive a cab on the border.
We can Google that. But you know what? I like to go into interviews not knowing what the hell I'm talking about. That way I can actually sound surprised when I find out that I'm dealing with a felon.
Well,
I'm sorry. Katie Morgan joins us, adult film star. And you know what? I love your work with HBO. We'll get to that in a second. But okay, so you steal a phone number from your attorney's Rolodex. I'm sure he was thrilled about that. The whole thing was, you know, client privilege. Take me forward. Okay, whose number was it that you stole? If you don't mind my asking.
Lola.
Oh, nice. Yeah, if you're going to steal a number, that's a good number to steal. So you make a phone call and you say, hi, I'm Katie. I want to get into the adult film industry.
Yeah, I called her. I said, hey, you don't know me, but we have a friend in common, and I heard you were in the industry, and how do I go about getting in? And she told me. She said, get an agent. She said, work for these people. She said, don't do anything you're not comfortable doing. And I followed all of her rules, and here I am now.
Okay.
Many, many, many years later.
Okay. Well, a couple of questions I have for that. Once you get into the industry, first off, you know, I know in Hollywood, I had an agent. I've known a big fan of them. I do a lot of voiceover work, but you know, it's tough. I mean, to get an agent, you have to have a resume. But to have a resume, you have to have an agent. It's like the ultimate catch-22. How hard was
not in porn?
Not in the adult film industry. Okay, I was just checking on that. Okay, so go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, all you need is boobs and an interest in being in.
Yeah, and a healthy attitude. so you get into the industry. Now, let me ask you, once you got in there, because you actually excelled to, you became successful, I won't say really quick, but you know, in a fairly short amount of time, given the fact that it's an industry with a short lifespan in it. But on a positive and on a negative sense, what were the two things that surprised you most about once you got your foot in the door in the industry? What surprised you the most, and in a good way, what surprised you most in a negative way about the actual process of shooting an adult film?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess the only thing that surprised me in a positive way was that it was so easy and so fun.
Yeah, you look like you're having a terrible time when you're out there, Katie. You really do.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's such a good time. As far as negative, really nothing, although I was surprised to find out how long it can take to make an adult movie.
Oh, no, yeah. It's
like,
oh, yeah.
Super easy. No, it takes time. It's a real movie.
I had a friend of mine a long, long time ago, Dr. Dwight Buckelkamp. He was actually an on-staff or on-call gynecologist, and I can't remember if it was for... It wasn't for Vivid, but it was one of the bigger names back in the 80s, a guy I went to college with. And he called me. We went to see him in Los Angeles. This was like 1999. I was living here. And there was a shoot down in Marina Del Rey or Van Nuys or something. He goes, I need a boom operator, boom mic. And this is back before, you know, digital and everything. And Nina Hartley was in it. And Nina's a sweetheart. She's from up here in San Francisco.
I love her.
She's a sweetheart of a person. And she afterwards, I was just standing there, and she said, pretty much the most unsexy thing you've ever seen in your life, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah, this is actual goddamn work.
Yep, it is work. Although, you know, it's sexy fun work when you're not holding the boom mic.
No, exactly. Yeah, I had the glamour job. I didn't even get to look through a camera. I had to look at the little meter down there to make sure that your levels were fine. Have you ever... Yeah, exactly. Okay, now here's the other question I had, and I've asked this from other people. Anything in the entertainment industry, even what I do, there are trappings. And I understand. And it's very easy, especially at a young age, and especially if you get successful at a young age. Now, I'm just going to use... I'll correlate it with me. I was 25 when I got my first major market job. I got lucky. This was back in the East Coast in Baltimore. And, of course, when you make it to the level, first off, you're 25 and you're thinking you're God. And secondly,
right, yeah,
you're making more money than you ever thought that anyone could make in this industry, which is not a lot. But then when you get in major markets, you do. And there are a lot of trappings out there where you can just basically cut yourself off at the knees and be out of your chosen field in a very short amount of time. Or in certain instances, kill yourself. How did you end up avoiding those trappings? Because it's a very easy thing to fall into, especially at a young age. How did you do that? Was it just something that you had internally, or was it just something you had to force yourself to do?
I don't know. I've always just had a really good work ethic. So I just sort of applied that to the adult industry. Just, you know, do a good job, right. Be happy at work, and it took me an awfully long way.
Well, when I speak of trappings, I mean, when you hit a big in an industry, in any industry, there are a lot of people that want to kind of be in with you. Now, whether they're a part of the industry or not, just to be associated with you or with me or with somebody who's in sports or a movie actor or something like that, they'll do anything to rub elbows with you. They'll lay some lines on you. They'll pop something in your pocket. They'll give you a phone number to get a hold of somebody. And it's really easy to start falling into really bad habits. Was it just the work ethic that you said, this is my job, I'm not going to fall into that?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of bad habits, so it depends on what you mean by.
Well, I have okay. Truthfully, you're not doing lines off some girl's tits, okay?
Oh God, no.
That's
no,
what I'm talking
no,
about.
No,
yeah,
that's not me.
Right.
No, I like to be nice and in control of myself. And
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
been that way.
I mean, there are people. Amber Lynn was a perfect example. I mean, this is a woman who was huge back in the 80s, but this is a woman who also, during takes, you know, used to take hits off a crack pipe until she got her act straightened out, and she's doing very well for herself now. But this is a woman who had she had no problems or no introduction to drugs until she got into the industry, and someone said, here, try this. And it's very easy to fall into that. Savannah got into problems like that. There are a lot of people in the industry that fell into that. How did you avoid it?
I listened to Nancy Reagan. She said, just say no.
Are you serious?
So I believed her.
All right. That's fair enough. Hey, Katie, listen. Okay, where are you? You're on your way back to Los Angeles right now. Are you not?
No. Actually, I just arrived in Portland. I've got a family wedding up here this week.
Really? Now, that's my other question. Like I said, conservative, Christian, religious family, Southern California. You're working at a pet store. You walk into your parents' place one day and you say, Mom and Dad, I'm going to be making a living with my toes pointed up at the ceiling in certain instances, sometimes on my side, back, or on my knees. How did they take this?
That never happened. No, I was in the industry 7 years before they found out.
What?
Oh.
I couldn't keep my...
I know a lot of kink.com people like that.
Yeah. Really? 7 years? How is that possible?
Well, that's part of the whole conservative thing. If they just didn't watch TV, they certainly aren't around the industry.
Right, and they don't know people who watch adult films, I assume. If that's their friends, they're probably in the same...
No, of course not.
Okay, and if you don't mind my asking, their response once it was brought up?
They weren't very happy. It took a couple of years for them to get over that whole idea.
Did you explain
it? But, you know, again, that was many years ago at this point.
Okay, real quick, we only got about 2 or 3 minutes left. How did you get involved with HBO? Because I'll be honest with you, you do a fantastic... I mean, I'll be honest with you, I've only seen 2 of your adult films. I watch you on HBO all the time, though. I think you're fantastic. You're funny as hell, and you're I got news for you. You're with or without clothes on, you are wildly entertaining. How did you get involved with HBO?
Oh, I actually met them at a talent call for a movie that was being shot way back in the day when they were doing Pornucopia.
Right, great show.
And Yeah, and that's how I met them. They shot me on that, and then they came back, and we did Porn 101, and then they signed me to a contract, and I was with them for 9 years.
Wow, you did a fantastic job with them. Listen, this is your chance to shamelessly pimp yourself out to people who are basically getting off on themselves right now in their mother's basements, given the hour of the night. What are you up to lately? Are you going to be in San Francisco anytime soon?
I am. I'm going to be dancing at the New Century Theater here coming up pretty quick.
That's where I buy my weed from.
That's where we hang out.
That's my. I don't go to the club, but that's where my weed club is. My pot club's right around the corner from there.
That's supposed to be the best
yay.
In the city. Yeah.
When are you going to be?
Go ahead.
No, please. When are you going to be at the New Century?
I'm going to be there the 15th and 16th of July.
Ooh. Well, listen, Katie, I that text you got that said, hi, it's me, that's me. When you get into town and it said, this is nothing more than, hey, I get to buy dinner to Katie, for Katie Morgan. When you get into town for those couple of days, our studios are up here in North Beach, which is like the Little Italy of the West Coast. Dinner on me,
right,
man. Dinner on me when you're in town, if
all
you want.
All right.
All right, listen.
I'll take you up on it.
Katie, hang on the line for 1 second. We're gonna make sure I say goodbye to you in a proper sort of way when we get off the air. But listen, I want to thank you so much for allowing me on your show yesterday, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the air with me tonight. This has been a genuine thrill for me, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you bet, Katie. Hang on the line, please. Katie Morgan, ladies and gentlemen, adult film star extraordinaire, HBO's Pornucopia, and an all-around good egg. She'll be in San Francisco at the New Century, right up the street from us here. Coming up on July 16th, 15th, and 16th, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's very handsome. He's got a face made for non-radio.
Our thanks to the Crockpot Mama herself, the great Lisa Kosich, as well as Wilder Adrian ATM. Look under Brown Dollar with no R. Also, the great Katie Morgan from HBO's Point of Copia. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. Boys and girls of all ages, I'm Jerry Burke. That's the Who. You're the listener. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.